Great to be in the land of living. Hey, Vera Lynette, Alfred, good morning to you. Chapman, good morning, good morning. I'm so excited once again to have another opportunity just to be alive and just to give God praise. I'm thanking God even for the little things today, and I'm challenging each and every one of you to just thank God for the little things. Just the ability to move, to look up, is an absolute blessing, and I bless him. So I want you all today to help me give God praise and start our day off as we always do by giving God the best praise we can from right where we are. Father, I thank you. You are awesome and mighty, and you do all things well. God, I pray now that you would continue to move within us and to help us to be all that you have called us to be. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for this gift called Monday, God, one we've never seen before and one we'll never see again. So, God, I pray for those who are on this call for their peace, their power, their prosperity. If there be any sick among us, God, I ask that you heal and deliver. Bind them together with chains that cannot be broken. And for this, I will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, I'm so excited. Got a few things to tell you. This week is the week of questions. If you have questions, I want you to send your questions to my inbox, and we can answer your questions live on the broadcast. I don't have to say your name if you don't want to. I just want to answer questions, and I've got a few on today that I'm going to share with you. Maybe there's something that you always wanted to ask a preacher or someone with some biblical knowledge. I want to all answer your question, and I don't care. No question is out of bounds. If you ask it, I'm going to answer it. If I got to do the research, I'm going to do exactly that just to get you the answer. So you still have time. You might be able to get one in my inbox now, and I can get to it before the end of this call. Listen, the Coat Drive is going absolutely phenomenal. Center of Hope is the greatest church that I've ever pastored, because it's the only church that I've ever pastored, and we are working hard. On the 17th of December, we're going downtown, and I can't wait to wrap a coat around a brother in the cold, a sister in the cold that is in need, and it's going to be a blessing. So if you're living in the Metro Atlanta area, I need your coats. I need those coats that are sitting up in the closet that you haven't worn in years. I don't care what size, anything from a double X, triple X to a medium. I need your coats, because we're going to be a blessing to someone. If you have the ability to bless a child for Christmas, we have a vehicle for you to do so. Call the church office. We'd love for you to join our angel tree so that you can be a blessing to children this year. And Center of Hope Cyber Church, many of you are watching me from all around the world on the Morning Vitamin. I'm now inviting you to be a part of Center of Hope in a very real way. Go to our website, centerofhopeatl.org, and click on Cyber Church and become a part of our family, and you will be blessed. All right, let me get to the first question that I got. The first question that I got was in regard to a biblical text, Luke chapter 19, and it says, verse 40, and it says, and he answered unto them and said, Jesus speaking, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. What an obscure verse. Jesus here saying that if someone is quiet, then the rocks would cry out. What does that mean? Let me give you my version of what it means. I have to go back up to verse 37. Verse 37 says this, and when he was come nigh even into the descent of the Mount Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that he had done, saying, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and the glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees among the multitude said unto them, Master, rebuke thy disciples. What was happening here, Jesus was descending upon the mount, and he began to, the disciples began to praise God and lift up his name. And the Pharisees got irritated because they were praising God. And Jesus simply said, if they don't praise him, the rocks will cry. Let me give you the Dallas Wilson experience on this. This is what I believe, that God has been so good to us that God will not inhabit, God will not tolerate a planet that's not giving him praise. I just believe that somewhere at all times, someone is giving God glory for what he's done. When someone else forgot, someone is praising God for the smallest things. And what God is saying here, because Jesus is very man and very God, that before I be on a planet where no one is praising me, even the rocks would cry out. What God is saying is, I've been so good that the praise should always come from this planet. for the mighty works that I've done. So if you don't praise me, the rocks would cry. What does that mean? I got some vision on this, that if we don't praise him, even the rocks would open up. The destruction may begin to happen. Earthquakes may begin to happen. So family, what I look at this, I'm always going to start my day with the best praise that I can. That helps me to not have any bad days. And if I start on a quote-unquote bad day, I'm going to change it. Why? Because I have the authority to do that. So everybody right where you are, just tell the Lord, thank you. All right, wonderful. I appreciate you for doing that. I've got another question that came in, and this is a great one for me. It seems like all the church does is want money, 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 money. Money, 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 money. No, I think everybody needs some money. I want you to understand this, that the church is as much a business as much as it is a ministry. And we cannot pay the lights, gas, salaries, and everything we do with prayer. It takes greenbacks. It takes dinero. It takes chips. It takes everything that you need to run your house and more in the church house. But I want to share something with you. Matthew chapter 25, I won't be able to finish this, talking about three persons whom God has given talents. To one, he gave one. To other, he gave two. And to another, he gave five. What's the point that I'm trying to make? Is that God has given everybody something. You have something to give. It's amazing. We only get stingy at times when it comes to church. No one goes to the club and asks the bouncer, can I stick my head in and see if I want to pay the price to be in this club? No, you give them exactly what they ask for. You pay exactly what they want for the drinks. You don't go to Macy's and try to bargain them down. But when it comes to the church and to the things of God, we always get skinny. I don't know why we do that. But when we want God, we want God to do everything that we want him to do. I think it's time in our lives for us to have some level of maturity. We need to stop using God like the fire alarm. In case of emergency, break glass and pull the handle. No, I believe that we need to sow into kingdom works. Yes, you, the one with a whole closet full of shoes. Yes, you, with the cars in the yard. Yes, you, who's going to eat out today and probably several times this week. I think that we can sow into the kingdom. Why? Because we get everything else we want. We buy everything else that we desire. We should be able to sow into the kingdom of God. So it's not about us wanting money or the church wanting money. Look at the business aspect of the church and the things that the church needs to stay in business, to do kingdom work. So sow your seed and you shall be blessed. My last question for today. Last question for today, and get your questions into my inbox. You got to get them in there. Pastor, should I pray for a relationship? Should I pray for a marriage? Let me take a moment. Hold on. Let me work on this. Should I pray? Listen, all I know is you can pray for whatever you want to pray for. You can honestly pray to God for whatever you want to pray for. But when it comes to relationships, you done asked the wrong person about relationships. Why? I'm writing a book now entitled Love, Sex, and Marriage from a Man That Has Failed at All Three. It's going to be a bestseller, and as soon as it's done, I'm going to let you know so you can get your copy. Let me tell you what you should pray for before you pray for a relationship. Pray that God get you ready. Pray that God gets you to a point that his will can be done in your life. Pray that God remove all of the past issues that you've had with relationships, because if you've had a relationship that failed, one of two things happened. Either you hooked up with the wrong person or you were the wrong person. The other thing is, get to a point in your prayer life where you're not just talking, but where you're listening to God, because some of us pray and then hang up and go do what we want to do and want God to bless it. God's not going to bless confusion. God's not going to bless where he can't be a part of it. So before you start praying for a relationship, pray that God gets you ready. And I'm sure there's some other things you should be praying for first. Now, let me give you some Dallas Wilson advice. If you're looking for a relationship, let the relationship look for you. Let it find you. Empowering yourself. Go back to school. Get another degree. Get a raise on your job. Buy a house. Get your car out your mama and them name. Do something to empower yourself so when the relationship comes, You can give it 100% of your time, and it would give God glory. So the first step, I don't think, is praying for a relationship. The first step, I think, is getting yourself, your heart, your spirit person ready to be what God has called you to be. Be in the relationship, because when you come into relationship, you have come in to be a servant in the relationship. So, oh, we don't have time to deal with that. Don't y'all ask me no relationship question. I'm telling you, I'm going to go off and I'm going to give you the 100% real as I get it down in my heart. Family, I love you, and I'm so excited about Questions Week. Get your questions in the box. After you repost this video, I want you to inbox me your questions, and we're going to deal with as many as we can on this week. I'm praying for you, and I pray that you are praying for me. Let's pray right now as we conclude our morning vitamin for today. Father, I thank you for every question. God, I thank you to know that you are a God who desires our praise. So today we lift up our praise to you. We say thank you, God. God, and I pray for even those who have questions concerning relationships. Father, first help us to get ready to have that relationship with you, because if our relationship with you is empowered, then we can get ready to be a part of someone else's life. So God, I pray for those who are on this call, for their peace, their power, and their prosperity. God, I pray that the word that's being spoken into their lives transforms them and makes them the believers that you have them to be. So, God, open doors today that no man can close, and close doors that no man can open, and give them peace. And for this, God, I will bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, I hope you've been blessed by the morning vitamin today. Post your video, repost this video, and get your questions into our inbox. Know that I am praying for you, and I sure enough need you to pray for me. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing that you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer. In Christ's sake, all God's people shout glory and amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Repost this video. Peace.